Where we talk about the fine margins, sometimes it's black, white, and blurry.
He's also informed by the need to save costs, reduce legislative time.
Then there are the actors right at the center, coming through political processes, which could be dramatic.
To the extent of this abysmal, if parliament does not write this money,
and controversial.
If driving to the roads is a getting the macabre down, compatibility is that of government.
And there's you to help connect the dots from the top to the bottom. Join Rotimi Sankore and Arogo Obo at the Public Square every Friday from 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. 99.3 Nigeria Info.
And say shaku maku to everyone. It's a brilliant, brilliant Friday afternoon in the city of Lagos. I don't know how you've managed to survive the week with the fuel scarcity, but I dare say we got to the end and made it into the square. I'm Aoro Obo and we're set to roll. Ayobe is already in the square and she has, as always, something for us to think about. Ayo, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Arogo. And yes, we have survived the fuel shortage. We made it to the public square. And even if you didn't make it in person, you're certainly making it with us over the airwaves. So you're welcome to the ideas segment of the show.
Right.
And today we have it's doubly special. Because not only do we have a special guest, but he's actually present with us in the studio. And in these days of fuel shortage, that's not to be sneezed at. And our guest today is Atedo Peterside. Actually, the name doesn't really require a lot of introduction, but I will say that most of you will know him not only as the founder of the Stanbic IBTC Bank, which is making waves in the financial circles, but also as the founder of the ANAP, as the chairman of the ANAP Foundation, which is doing what it can to make Nigeria better in many different ways. The one that most of you will have seen is the reasons why you should get involved in the political process in this country. And one of the ways in which Mr. Peterside is getting involved in what happens in Nigeria and its policies and progress is that he is a member of the 2022 committee, which was founded recently. And one of the things that the 2022 committee talked about was accountability. And you know, in ideas, we stand for integrity, democracy, ethics, and accountability, which is our way of saying that we want to accentuate the positive when it comes to the struggle against corruption. And so when the 2022 committee was founded and talked about consensus, it occurred to us that what does this consensus mean? If there's a consensus among the people who form the 2022 committee and its subcommittees, does that take out the issue of accountability? Mr. Peterside.
Yeah, good afternoon, and thank you for having me on the program. I think I will start by explaining that if any group of Nigerians call me and tell me they're thinking about something they can do to improve Nigeria, generally, I will give them a fair hearing, because I describe Nigeria as something similar to a camel, and you're putting straws on the back. It is the last straw that will break the camel's back, but you never know which particular straw will break the back. So you have to keep on trying different things, because one day, one of these things you try might be the one that will turn out to make the difference. So for me, the 2022 committee is an invitation a year before major and very important elections. Some people came together, conveners, and said they were inviting, let's be it, some prominent people to come together, and they thought I should belong to discuss reaching some sort of a national consensus. And the way I understood it was, what they were saying is, if you could get all the major political actors to agree on some very important things which would obviously benefit Nigeria and Nigerians, then they don't have to fight over those things, because all of them have agreed on that particular thing. So for me, it was more of a national consensus they were looking for. But a national consensus can only be arrived by some people first building some consensus and then progressively selling it to other people. And hopefully if everybody buys into it, then slowly there's a national consensus, like in the UK. There was a national consensus on the healthcare system. Nobody comes to debate that they want to scrap it. So in Nigeria, the idea was that can we agree on some important things that are good for Nigeria and Nigerians? Because right now, there's no agreement on anything in Nigeria.
But, Mr. Peterson, don't you think that to the extent that the things that the committee said it wanted to, and I'm just going to refer to its founding letter or its invitation letter, where it said that it's going to tackle three major topics: driving economic growth, Nigeria in transition, and the security imperative. But in particular, it said that it wants to build this full participation by guests with a clear consensus for national rebirth. But the things that have been discussed, are they not the things that we have already reached a consensus on one way or the other? In Chapter 2 of our Constitution, and while some feel that, you know, if I can crystallize it as the chicken on Sunday, that everybody should be able to afford chicken in their pot on Sunday, some believe that that can be done by growing the economy, letting the rich get rich and the trickle down, and some believe that it should be done by handing the poor money. There's no, the ultimate goal may be a consensus goal, but how we get there, are we really, and if you get people from all political parties, don't you deprive people of the choice about which route they want to take to get there?
No. That's why I gave the example of national health in the UK. Mm-hmm. All the major political parties want a national health care, so they don't debate it. They may debate how to improve it. Mm-hmm. In Nigeria's case, take security. I'm happy you mentioned that three areas were defined. What are the areas? Economy, security, transition. I do not quarrel. I didn't choose those three areas, but I can tell you that I've been involved in the economic management team right from President Yar'Adua's time, then over to Goodluck Jonathan's time. And I always told people that the two most important things in Nigeria were security and economy. Mm-hmm. Security and economy, that the two things that destroy people's lives.
Yes, but
you follow me. So therefore, let's continue. When you talk about consensus on security, where is the consensus? Bring Nigerians into a room, half of them are shouting they want three levels of policing, you know, federal, state, and community. The other half are shouting over the dead bodies, will they allow state policing, community, they want only federal. So there's total chaos. So the point I'm making is that when you talk about consensus, I would agree with you 100%. If when we got into that room, everybody was saying, yes, state police, yes, community police, hey, it's the exact opposite.
But what I wanted to draw your attention to was, yes, that everybody agrees that Nigerians are entitled to security in their homes. I believe that they're entitled to security, freedom from being kidnapped, freedom from bandits, and so on. But the way to get there is what we have not agreed.
Which is what the meeting is about, the way to get there. Because who is there anybody who says that he doesn't want security?
That's the point.
So there's no discussion on security. We didn't even waste 1 second of human beings' time discussing who wants security. We were discussing things like, is the way forward the current security architecture? Or is the way forward the new security architecture that involves multiple levels of policing? Mm-hmm. That's where the disagreement starts. Mm-hmm. So the point is, when you talk about consensus, it's about things upon which different people are asking for, in fact, totally opposite approaches to the same problem.
But when you now, because as you say, I'm not so sure actually that half of the people are shouting that they want federal control. What they are shouting is that they are concerned about the state control, particularly since we think that the mistake at the federal level regarding security, most people want to just replicate it at the state level. But to the extent that they come in with these different positions, what is it that is going to be done that will bring them to a situation? And what if what the elite agree upon, because they do talk about elite consensus in this invitation, what if what the elite agree upon is not what the rest of Nigerians are thinking about?
Yeah, but we haven't even gotten there. What if I tell you that the elites can't even agree among themselves on the direction?
Oh dear.
And exactly. So that's what I'm saying, that we pretend as if we have solved 60% of the problem, remaining 40%. In reality, we have solved 10% of the problem on the economy and on security. The 90%, we are clueless. And there's absolutely, I repeat, absolutely no consensus. It's like you're at a crossroads. Some are saying turn left, some are saying turn right. Those saying turn left are as vehement in saying we must turn left as those saying turn right.
But so why,
that the nation is therefore at a crossroads, with people just, and then in the meantime, nothing really happens.
But why do you think that there is that vehemence? I mean, because most people can see that there's something to be said for one side and something to be said for the other. Why is it that the elite of all, or those at the top, seem to be more vehement than the rest of Nigerians?
I think a lot depends on whether the current system, people may not like me saying that, but whenever there's disagreement, some people benefit from the current system and will not want change. Mm-hmm. Some other people think they're victims of it and want to pull it down. That is the usual cause of people opposite poles and far apart. If you are the person right now benefiting or in control of a situation where there's only one federal police, perhaps you don't want change. If you're the person that thinks that the reason your state is in chaos because federal policing is a disaster and your people are suffering and dying, then you want something new. And now two of you are at loggerheads because you both cannot have your way.
I don't want to make it all about police and security, but the truth is
that the most important thing in Nigeria is security.
No, I don't want to make it all about it. Mm. But to the extent that there are some, as I said, from the point of view of many people, particularly those in civil society who have studied the matter, the problem of having the president in command and control of the Nigeria police force at the federal level is a mistake. And yet, those people, many of those who say they want state police, it's not because they're overly concerned about the security of their citizens, although their citizens may make it a political issue. It's because they want the same control and command over their own little state police outfit that the president has at the federal level. So they're between, even within that state police metric, there are different agendas, if I can use that expression. I can introduce
The reason somebody wants something is really his own business. I'm not here to hold brief for why a particular person. I know what I want and what I favor. And I argued the same position during the National Conference in 2014. I've not changed my position on every single thing that has happened in this country that's important. To the extent that I'm a Nigerian and I'm alive, I'm an entrepreneur, an economist, a businessman, I have my views on the subject. I do not think, for instance, that the current security architecture will get us anywhere. Federal policing as the only level of policing in a federation is unknown globally. Mm-hmm. And it's because everybody knows it is prone to that particular type of failure, mm-hmm. that others have different tiers of policing. Mm-hmm. Now, we have also the origin of federal policing in Nigeria under the British.
Under the colonial
rule was because they had a totally different agenda. Mm-hmm. Even they began with something close to state policing as well. Mm-hmm. Then they had a problem because there was a disturbance in Aba. They wanted the local policemen to open fire on the people in Aba, mm-hmm. and they refused to obey them. So they said, wow, we can't trust the natives to shoot themselves. So let's change the architecture. Mm-hmm. Let's go and bring police from the extreme northwest, put them in the southeast, take police from the southwest, put them in the north central. That when we tell them to obey us and shoot, they might obey us. Mm-hmm. You follow me?
Yes.
So the architecture was for a different type of
My question really is that if it continues that, it may be that you amongst on the 2022 committee are able to reach that consensus, because many people do say that yes, we need state police, but what kind of state police is a different matter. But if you are able to reach that, and I would commend to you the report of the civil society panel, by the way, but if we are able to reach that consensus on policing, and the Nigerian people are saying, but it's not really, that's not really our problem, We just want to be able to go to the police station and get justice and get protection and get the capture of the criminals, rather than the criminals being able to pay their way through and get off with because we can't pursue the matter. So that there are different levels of the consensus that will be reached. And my question, really, from the point of view of those of us who are looking for accountability, is that if you reach the consensus that you in this 2022 committee want, does it provide for the accountability to the voters, to the people, to those who are under threat from the situation of insecurity?
I can't even discuss something that has not even happened, because I don't even know that there's a consensus on such things. And until you sit down and discuss with people, you cannot even use the word consensus, because what you want in your own master bedroom cannot
but that
be
is
national
what you're
consensus.
Seeking. But that's what you're, that is what you're seeking. You're seeking that consensus.
Yes, you're seeking that by bringing people from all over the country, all six geopolitical zones, Christian, mm-hmm. Muslim, all mm-hmm. shades of opinion represented, if you can have a meeting of minds on some important things and you all agree, then you're hoping that perhaps all of you cannot be wrong. Mm-hmm. But we're not even there. I guarantee you, we're not there. We're far apart on many issues.
I'm actually not getting a lot of encouragement from the workings of the 1922. You know, I want to keep on saying 1922 committee. It shows that that's the century I was born in.
Exactly.
From the 2022 committee, I'm not getting that that sense of. This is one of the ways forward. We want to appreciate you for, as you said, being ready to wherever people are coming together to do what is, or to talk about, or to look for ways of doing what is best for Nigeria, that you will be there.
You can count me in.
But I'm also a bit concerned at the idea that you're saying that you haven't changed your position since 2014. The security situation in Nigeria, has it not changed since 2014?
In the exact same way that I predicted then. Mm-hmm. So if you predicted something that was going to go in a particular direction, and it did, without any changes, why will you now change your mind and say, although I'm right, I'm now wrong? Some of us predicted that you would have worsening security in Nigeria on an exponential level for as long as we persevered with the current security architecture that was clearly designed for a different era.
Well, I'm afraid our 15 minutes in the public square has already come to an end, and I didn't even get to all the issues of hidden agenda and all the rest of it that I was supposed to challenge the 2022 committee on. But I really want to thank you, Mr. Atedo Peterside, for coming on to the ideas segment of to Ideas Radio. And maybe at another time we'll be able to hook you for something else again. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you for having me.
All right, thank you very much, Atedo Peterside. I'm sure we'll get him into the square again, because I'm sure millions of people will want to interact with him on issues of national importance. And talking about the issue of national importance, when we come back from this break, we'll have the national president of ASUU, Professor Emmanuel Oshodeke, help us understand what is going on with ASUU and the federal government. Please stay with us.